Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Steph Knight, singer, songwriter, musician, album cover, design my album covers, a lot of them, design my video. I do have a doctoral degree in law, and I'm an artist. I love to express myself. So here is the night.
Hi, first of all, let me go from good to bad. I haven't been on in which my song I'm Over You has been released. My old song Over You has been released. So it's remastered. So here it is. I written it. I'll be considered buying it if you like dance music, you like funky music. Again, you know what the song is about. It's about, you know, moving on from a broken relationship or a broken friendship, you know. But when I, you know, when I really think about it, you know, as I get older, it's like, wow, I did the right thing. I know I did the right thing. But why would I waste my time with somebody like that? And I'm going to talk about that again. Here's I'm Over You. Heard that song before, you know, it's been released before. So that song has been released, and if you like dance pop music, it's gonna be out forever for years to come, I guess. The reason why I say that is because eventually I may not release any more music. I released so much music the past decade and so many years of struggle that you know, I want to transcend and move on. You know, but one thing for sure, I will always be an artist. So I may release something this year. I don't know. It may be just keyboard. I don't know. Two, that's one I'm going to bring up because I'm Over You is about being involved with somebody and the relationship was over. It's been over for a very long time. And I moved on and I learned not to be involved with somebody that was not right for me. So I had to move on. But that's the thing of my life right now, is dealing with somebody who can't move on, the same situation, but that I have no attraction to. You know, I'm just saying that perhaps it's because I live next door to a building, I have ambition, does not mean give somebody, a stranger, the right to keep coming over to my home or whatever. And they can't take no for an answer. Being obsessed with me or anybody in general is wrong. It's a mental illness. You got to be deranged to go 20 years. Okay? These individuals, I see them in the car still coming around. Say this, they've been saying the same thing since 2004, 2003. And I told you I don't want to talk about anything past 2024. It's common sense that someone who's rational and well mentally and physically will move on from anybody 20 years later. You will not think about somebody 20 years or 30 years or whatever. You move on unless you deal with them directly. You don't deal with somebody who talk about something 20 years ago because that's a very long time. But I dealt with somebody who cannot move on because I live down the street on folks who cannot move on for 20 years. That means that requires that person is extremely mentally ill. I'd have no attraction to that person. And I don't have no trust in those, and I never will. Move on. But I'm concerned, you know, the thing is that someone with a severe mental illness, and, you know, the thing is I don't have no control over that. That's not common sense for a stranger to be, that I just lived next door to 20 years ago. They keep coming over here. It doesn't make sense. I don't like to be dealing with someone who's obsessed or stalking. I mean, it's sick. They have nothing Everything about them is grotesque. Same with, I dealt with people coming from my hometown, from Buffalo, New York, and they were, I don't want to deal with somebody I haven't seen 30 years later either. Perhaps it's because I know it as well. I have a little fame online. I'm on podcasts, so perhaps, you know, they saw me on podcasts, or perhaps they know my name or whatever. There's still no right to be coming over to where I'm at. The only rational thing about it is if they talk to me directly and I say, oh, yes, so if I talk to them directly and I was dealing with them directly, that's a different story. But it's crazy to come around somebody you haven't seen in 20 or 30 years. And you know, I'm not attracted to that person. That person think, and it's because I'm famous. They think I might be famous. I am famous in a way, a little. But there's no excuse to go 20 years with a psychosis. All I can say is that person needs to move on to find somebody who likes them for them and is not me. And they need to, and the people who keep coming over here, if they are committing a crime, having a diminished capacity person or a very sick, mentally ill person come over here. You're committing a crime. So that person needs hospitalization. 20 years is too long. Now, I know people are going to say in some of my podcasts, they listen to them, they don't understand a word I'm saying. But this is in my personal life. I don't want to see somebody I saw 20 or 30 years ago and keep coming over here. It's a waste of life. We live once. You got to move on. Get some help. Another thing that doesn't make sense, common sense, is I don't like when these African-Americans, some of these African-American hoodlums or strangers that I come across, they commit crimes. They sell drugs. They harass. They do things. And they say, oh, I'm a dangerous species. My skin color, blah, blah, blah. That's a cop-out. That's not right. Skin color is not an excuse to commit a crime. That is so wrong. You have to take responsibility. There's evil people in all races, colors, and creeds. We should not use our skin color as an excuse to commit a crime. While African Americans have suffered a lot, I suffered a lot. I suffered a lot in my life. I'm trying to be an artist. And I had these same individuals who were targeting me, saying that they think something wrong with me, they think they're endangered species. They should not even be saying that. If they're a criminal, they're a criminal, and there's no excuse. Don't equate with the whole black race. I'm a black man, and I don't commit crimes against anybody. And I don't like when someone say, oh, I commit a crime. Oh, it's because of my skin color, or it's because I'm an endangered. Blacks are not endangered species. We have a black president. We had a black woman became vice president. We have lots of leaders, and it's going to continue to change for the better, even though it's slow. Yes, discrimination still exists. It's very hard to be an African-American. I'm living it. My life has been very hard. Employment, finding the right job. I was a victim of discrimination. But I'm not going to use my skin color as an excuse to commit a crime against anybody, especially another minority or African American. It is wrong. Period. It's no excuse. In fact, you got to be an idiot to even equate skin color with being an evil person. They should never equate race or any type of identity with somebody who commit crimes. You're evil, period, because you want to be evil. It has nothing to do with race, color, creed, sexual orientation. Again, I don't hang out with people who are dangerous, black, white, brown, or gay. They are dangerous people, evil people of all races and colors and creeds. Unfortunately, in my life, I had bad luck. This includes one of these same individuals who kept saying about they wanted somebody to be a lead singer of something that never was. That's a mental illness. It didn't bother me, but when they just keep saying they want somebody to be a lead singer, that doesn't make sense because that never would have happened in his lifetime. Why is they keep saying this person, because of his name, over again? They have a severe mental illness. They need hospitalization. And I am so shocked. I hope L.A. County or the state pass more laws to put severe mentally ill people locked up against their will in hospitals. I came across someone who was obsessed with me for 20 years for a little condo, and because because I'm a little famous. That's crazy. I have no trust into someone like that. And I don't want to deal with some idiot who keep equating their race with being a criminal. It is wrong to equate. Most black people do not commit crimes, but this idiot is a criminal. He should take responsibility. It's already too hard to be African American or any type of minority in this society. And you are making a mockery of the whole race when you say, "Oh, I sell drugs. I was in prison. It's because I'm black." No, it's because you're evil. Your evil, particularly, has nothing to do with your skin color. Like I said, it's very hard to be a minority in this society. I'm living it. I am living it. It's hard for me to get jobs. It's hard for me. For people look at me, they look at how tall I am. They make disparaging comments. I have a unique personality, the way I act. It's very hard to be unique in this society. People are still too ignorant. They are used to people who what people act. They don't see people in diversity. It's very hard to be a minority anyway. So I don't think that's right. That's only perpetuating racism when some black criminal keep mentioning the whole black race. Remember, most blacks don't commit crime just like any other race, color, creed, or sexual orientation. Unfortunately, there are people who are evil on this planet, regardless of race, color, creed, sexual identity, and sexual orientation. They are evil people. They are evil gay people that I stay away from. I don't want to hang out with no evil gay person or no evil black person or no evil white person. You better stop. Common sense. If someone keeps coming over here 20 years obsessed, they are severely sick. They need to be locked up in the hospital. You can't be well enough to be around anybody. I know, I mentioned it, and some people think I'm sick. They think because I mentioned this stuff about my bad experiences with an obsessed crazy person or people who can't mind their business in the neighborhood, they think it's me. That's not true, and I don't care what they think. I tell the truth. This is our artistic medium. Do not take my podcast and take it out of context unless you talk to me directly. And I don't like any make an assessment because I talk about these things on podcasts. I have a right to talk about whatever I want. It's legal. And I tell the truth, but I have a right to say whatever I want. And there's millions of people doing it. I'm an artist. I write, I sing, and I talk. Again, I don't want to hear Kazuma or whoever. That's delusional. I know Kazuma, wherever he is, wouldn't like that black man keeps saying the same thing over again, or something that never would have occurred in the first place. If you want to work with Kazuma, work with him directly. Don't go after me. I'm a singer in a band. If he didn't like it, find another singer. That's 20 years ago, so you must have a severe illness. Don't mention something that's never going to happen or never would occur in the first place. Doing it to make me angry or harass me, then you are still sick. 20 years ago, you're still sick. I don't deal with people like that. I dealt with too many nuts in my life. That's why. Nuts. That's why it shaped my viewpoint. I have to hang around with real people who have common sense. Let me tell you, I don't like to be political, but this makes perfect sense to me. If most people in this country are going to vote for someone, Donald John Trump, who has been accused of 87 counts of crimes and who has been liable for fraud. He lied about voter fraud. He was involved in the January 6th insurrection. He has caused chaos. He can't even pay his bills with in New York City because of being liable for fraud. You're going to let a morally incorrupt person who could go to jail and to the White House, then something is seriously wrong with the people in this country. These people in the country don't have common sense. I'm going to elect a criminal into the alleged criminal into the White House. Then you must be seriously disturbed. Then I'm thinking more than half of this country, these people are disturbed. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Another case of fraud. He might try to be a dictator. He's going to do something else illegal. I'm pretty sure of it. It ain't no laughing matter. And you know what? America will likely not be the world power when Donald Trump is finished with his term of office. I could be wrong, but surely, definitely morally corrupt. The whole country must be morally corrupt and ignorant, electing someone who's accused of 87 counts, someone who has been liable for fraud, someone who lied about voter fraud, put several people in jail. In fact, he was the cause of why several policemen died in that January 6th insurrection. He told those people to go to the Capitol. Yeah. And this is serious. And you're going to vote for him again? Seriously, you must be disturbed. This country is lacking common sense. As an artist, I'm ashamed to be an American if he's elected in November. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.